Be the opposite to track. Carla would bring her out of her shell, right?
I don't know, because Julia is very shy.
She's very shy.
She'll tell me her entire day.
Carla can work with that person.
Yeah, not really.
Silicone soul, what's that?
No. Oh my gosh.
Silicone soul. Oh, you had Danielle? That was this afternoon? Oh, okay. You were in doll land. She has a documentary or something.
Coming
out. Oh, okay. Is there an eraser over there? Oh, okay. Sure. Oh, you can do it for me.
I read a whole article about sitting syndrome or something.
About sitting syndrome?
Yeah, how sitting is like
oh, yeah. Smoking. I heard about
so now everybody gets a chance to get up.
Okay. You led 6 months to your life.
Just now?
All right, so here are the correlations. Congratulations to Kasia and Holly.
Yay,
nice job, nice job. I like the fact that every week it's somebody new. That's great. It's not like one person every single week. I know Doreen is just burning inside.
No, not at all, because I still have got above the 700. So I'm okay.
Okay, all right. So anyway, these are all good. And
did anyone not give me their flash drive from last week?
I did not. It's in my car. I'm
gonna give it. Amanda, were you're a third year, so were you here in my class in the first year when Julius came?
Yes.
To speak? Okay, he's coming again
nice.
In a couple of weeks.
How exciting.
And so maybe you can tell the first years what that was like.
Yeah, no, I mean the one thing I remember is him talking about, I remember something, but like the one thing that sticks out is that story about he's walking around barefoot and the
jiggers.
The jiggers. Oh my God. But he'll tell you that. But it was just really incredible to kind of hear. I mean, we hear about the work that Jeff does from Jeff's perspective, but it's great to kind of hear it from someone else's perspective, someone on the opposite, you know, end of the world and who has grown up in a different way than all of us in pretty much every way that you could imagine. So he's so sweet and very knowledgeable, and I just really liked hearing about his story. Getting an education, growing up, his family, yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, I still have his slides. I don't know if he'll use the same slides or different slides, yeah. But...
We had someone else coming, right?
Yes, Beatrice. You remember Beatrice?
Of course.
She's still in the United States, but she lives in Maryland with family.
She stayed.
Wow. Yes. Wow. I invited her to join us for Thanksgiving. Hey.
Are you already starting, or can I come in and talk to you for 1 minute?
To me personally?
Yeah, about the piece you were talking about.
All right, just a minute, everybody.
1 minute, just because it's so hard to catch each other. I'll go over there.
7. Sometimes people will remind me of things, and I get a little insulted. Like in a funny way.
Do you know who I am?
I'm so neurotic that I set phone reminders.
I'm the same way.
It's bad. I can check on
it. No, it's not, but I just...
All right, Wednesday.
I did my notes today.
So, Kayla, we have to remember to take it.
I'll email you.
I had a rough
wow.
one.
Thank you.
I do this.
It's partially my own anxiety. Most of the time, I trust, I mean, like, I should trust people more than I do. But you're all
trustworthy.
Yeah. No, you're better able to do things than I am, but it's my own anxiety.
I get you.
And
with oh, yes. Totally do.
So.
You're talking about the neighborhood.
Yeah, she really didn't like it. She looked heavy, did not like it.
What happened?
I told you, it's a big deal to miss you. It's not, you know.
Yeah. She doesn't want to. She said no.
She didn't say yes either. She just didn't like it.
Wait, what if you were sick and like you would have to miss class? Like,
yeah.
Things happen.
That's the thing. It's for the Mario's supposed to not sick.
Right.
So that's the problem. Like when you miss one professor's class
oh, for
to
someone
attend
else's.
Someone else's poster.
Right. What is you're going to a conference?
Yeah. To present his poster.
I know. It's like, why can't you just be happy that a student is going to present?
Yeah.
No matter who they're presenting for.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's
just
some...
Oh, yeah. There
it's
is.
Ego.
It's all
real. We're ready.
Yeah, right? Second day, we're like,
yep,
what has got us?
It made me so sad. I was just really naive. As a first year, I didn't see things, or maybe the cohorts above me chose not to say things and let us come to our own. Like, I want you guys to have a good...
I would prefer being told things.
Yeah, me too.
I'm still not like that.
It's not like,
don't surprise me.
No, I won't surprise. But I'm just saying, like, you guys should be, like, happy to be here and, like, excited that this is the beginning of, like, a very... long and challenging, but also exciting and rewarding journey.
Yeah.
But I think it would be fair warning, like, you should want people.
Sure, but I think any program you go to, people in this profession have that personality. It's not, this is not something that's specific to LA. These people are everywhere. My externship, I have someone who I do not work well with. Several people's externships, they have people they don't work well with. These people are everywhere, so.
Yeah. So in general, people that you're not going to work well with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's life.
Just think the type of personality that you have to be in a profession where our successes are so private and confidential. You can be vocal with them and use them as a tool. It needs to be a sense of like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm missing one more flash drive. Sorry to be annoying. No one?
Was it me?
No, I haven't done it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, never mind. 3, 7, 8. Maybe I counted wrong.
Who's holding on to their flash drives?
Yeah, I put it next to you with Kayla's. Mm-hmm. 8. Oh, yeah, okay. 4, 5. I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So I was talking about Beatrice.
Yes.
So she's in Maryland, and we invited her to Thanksgiving, but she's working actually the day after, so she can't make it. Beatrice was someone else who was interviewing with us in Uganda. She's Ugandan, and I actually wrote a letter to the U.S. Embassy and got her to come over. And now she's actually making real money. Working and going to school, and she's living with some family in Maryland. So. She was cool too, right?
She was very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah. Do they speak in the same semester?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think.
One spoke in the fall and one spoke in the spring, I think.
I keep forgetting that you only taught us in the first year.
Yeah. I'll see you next semester.
Yes.
If you have a PDT case.
I don't know.
What?
I only have one PD client all year, and like.
Why don't you pick that case?
I know I could. I still have some videos saved. I'll think about it.
All right.
I know. Just statistics, Mary. I had 4 CBT and 1.
So
the odds of getting
then
a better
session.
We
won't see each other ever again.
That's right. You only have that in your first year, unless you have a dynamic CC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I digress. So here are the item numbers that we were most discrepant on from beginning to end, and we'll talk about these five items in particular because the standard deviation is two or greater. And I was very disappointed. I was very happy in general, but I was very disappointed on one thing.
Item 23.
What the hell? What's going on? I thought we made up a code book for this one.
But we had an agreement.
I'm trying to see how bad it is.
I don't know. I haven't looked. So these are the don't worry about session two. This is the composite of the experts. So they put it in five. So we have
That's
eight,
fine.
Eight, three, and eight. Eight's a little high. And four, eight, eight, nine, and six.
But
nine is really.
But nine is Kasha, right?
Yes,
and
she.
Kasha got the high.
She okay. did.
Oh, she's exempt.
In the
geeks. We'll get to. Well, you want to do that one now since we're talking about it? So, as you all know, item 23 is the theme item. And there we are. Specific focus or theme. And what we decided was fewer than or equal to three themes. We should consider piles 7 to 9. Four to five themes, piles 4 to 6. And greater than five piles would be piles 7 to 9. That's what we agreed on. So it looks like the experts thought there were 4 to 5 themes, and a lot of you thought there were actually more themes.
Less themes.
What?
Less themes.
No, more themes.
We put it on higher.
Yeah.
So that means less themes.
It has like one focus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. Okay. So there were some people who thought there was one? You thought there was just one theme the entire time? Or?
No, I don't know. The way I saw it was that there were other themes, but I saw like maybe like a few. But the environment theme took up like most of the session, so I kind of thought that was like super important. So that's why I rated it so high.
Okay, and...
Yeah, she cut that from my bathroom.
That's why I didn't put
it in
8.
See, that's right there. It's almost like the whole session.
Yeah. Mm. So then Kayla and Stephanie have to argue against that. Because you guys put it in 3 and 4.
I don't have my notes, but I still remember that I wrote like 4 different...
Okay, let's write them down.
Everything.
Wait.
Everything that was comprised in that.
No,
Earth.
That says B-Day.
Oh, I thought you said birthday.
Earth Day.
Oh, I remember this session.
Yeah. And then,
I do too.
Then
Earth Day.
Talking about like being afraid to say things.
That's
how I grouped it. Brooke? Yeah. So she talked about how she tells her friend Brooke that she should speak up if she's upset about something. And then Therapist is like, are you afraid to speak up?
And these are unrelated
yeah.
to each other. Okay.
Then Malene was spun off of the fear of speaking, but it was still
like
separate.
A different story.
It was a whole different thing. And then they spent... time. So then I was cleaning up the beach, and I separated that from Earth Day because
that was a whole activity.
It was a whole activity. It was later on, and then the therapist also, the child was like cleaning up the beach, and then she cleaned up the whole room, and the therapist was like, oh, you're being the hero now, and all
yes.
that stuff. And so there we go.
Okay, four so themes. Let's go to our code books. Four themes should be piles 4 to 6.
Ah.
Yes.
Why
So,
for me, I concluded the cleaning in Earth Day because it was all connected to, and in the Earth Day, she was talking about the hero and being the savior of everybody. So that's why this is, for me, was one team less.
So where did you put it?
Eight.
Why eight? Because why not seven?
Because for me, it was Earth Day, the bullying, and what's the middle of the, what's
it? Fear of speaking. Fear.
So, yes, these three, and that's why I put it on eight, because I thought, okay, it's not as extreme as nine, but it's still only three subjects.
But three subjects would put it in...
We said a higher pile.
No.
Right? No?
Three subjects would be piles one to three.
No.
Three or less, right?
No. It's the higher piles that have the fewer subjects.
Yes. Yeah.
So because I had few subjects, only three, I put it on the high pile.
Okay, so one subject, I mean, we can really break this down. One subject would be pile nine.
Okay.
Two subjects would be pile eight. Three subjects would be pile seven.
Four subjects.
Even if it was three, it would be in seven. Eight's a little high.
So that's why I'm asking, why not seven? Why eight?
I don't know, I felt, you know, I mean, what about the other people who chose eight? Can you help me understand?
Listen, we'll compromise on seven.
Okay, I guess it was the most, but even seven were too far from the experts. So there's still a
seven is within two of the experts. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
The experts.
Right?
Yeah.
You put in seven, someone else puts in five, you're two away. I can live with that.
Okay.
That's been the kind of the rule we've been playing with all throughout the training.
So pile nine is one item, one subject, and then eight is two and seven is three?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say that.
Piles four through six for four to five.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep. And greater than five, piles one to three. Okay.
So the theme has to be at the same time. I put clean up with Earth Day, like under the same theme. Is that a
okay? So then you would have three rather than four topics. So you put in pile seven. But you put
it. I didn't put in eight, but I didn't see fear of speaking as theme.
You what?
I didn't see fear of speaking as theme.
Oh, so you had only two themes.
Yeah.
Can you see why fear of speaking would be a theme? I can kind of see why you might combine clean up with Earth Day. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think fear of speaking is a separate theme.
But, so could you combine clean up with Earth Day if it's at separate points of the...
You could. Okay. Especially if did she make the link between Earth Day and her cleaning up?
Yes.
Later in the session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Later, yeah.
So I would say, I would argue there were only three. So I might go with pile seven, even though the experts said five.
Okay.
All right. I just think it's going to be easier for us to get higher reliabilities if we operationalize this item as much as possible, because it just keeps coming up and up again and again. I know Holly wanted to get rid of the item, but we just can't do that. All right, so everybody on the same page with this item?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just make an announcement. Next week is our last training video. Next week. So let's try to just really do really well on item 23. All right, so next week, and then the following week, we're going to, and this is important for Amanda to know especially, we're going to actually give out the first video. I'm going to assign teams.
15.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to assign teams, and then we're going to have one video per team.
Yeah.
And then after that, so two more weeks of one video fantasy world where you only have one video. After 2 weeks... we're going to go to 2 videos per week because you guys should be at a point now where it's a little bit faster for you, more routine. I'm just letting you know now. Those of you who are second or third years, you know that this is how we work. After we train 1 video a week, we eventually go up to 2. All right. Somebody who talked to me this week and said they spend like two hours. It was you.
Yeah.
Is it? Did it get better with this video?
It got a little better.
2 hours just Jordan.
Well, yeah. Because if you watch it, I mean, watch video once. Go first round sorting, and then if I have to watch the video again, then I watch the video again, and then.
Do you take notes while you watch the video?
Yeah.
Are you, I consider myself to be a perfectionist, so sometimes
she is.
I'll go over the items, like, really, but I find that I'm most successful when I use, like, my gut reaction first. I try not to think about them so much, because with all these items, I think you could make a case for, like, characteristic or uncharacteristic. Like, yeah, well, they were happy, like, for 1 second. It depends on the item, obviously, and the saliency of the session. But if you really think about them long enough, I happen to take long on mine, too. I still take, like, an hour to an hour and a half sorting.
Oh, okay.
After I watch the video.
Yeah,
I haven't found, a good way to get it to less than an hour without me, like, not thinking about it as long as I feel comfortable. Eventually, it'll get better. I will recommend though, don't leave it till like both of them on Wednesday, because I used to do. I don't know what everyone's priorities are and schedules are like, but I had my Friday mornings free. So right after this lab, I go to bed. I wake up Friday morning and I do the first one, and then I give myself the weekend off. And then like Monday or Tuesday, I would do the second. Wednesday, if I was particularly busy, I would just try 7 now because it's hard to do them at the same time. Second year, so I'm probably obsessed with
that. How's that sound?
We did 2. Fine. We didn't do it.
It was
later on, though.
Yeah, it was later on when we did it last year.
you were hoping that the 1 video a week would just continue ad infinitum. Well, you guys are so good. You've mastered this coding system so well that, you know, you're a victim of your own success, Margaret.
Exactly. Julia and I did like 1 a day for 5 days straight in the summer because we just wanted to be done. It was terrible to do it like back. But we finished. Then it was over. So
did you have a party with Julia?
We should have. We didn't. We had a party over the phone when we were done.
That's great. Phone party.
Yeah, so it was a phone party.
Yeah, I mean, you'll tell me if you're going over 6 hours a week. I know that, I mean, there are 2 of you who are actually doing more work for me than everybody else, and that's Taylor and Holly. Taylor's working on a separate project, a special project, and Holly, as you all know, does my slides every week.
Yeah.
That's over and above, so... You know, especially you two, if you feel overwhelmed, let me know. Once we go to the 2 videos a week.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that there's unevenness in the workload, but, you know, you've already done slides for me in the past, and you've already worked on this Uganda project in the past, so.
Yeah,
you know.
That's right. I met with that girl today, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was good. I gave her her first video, so we'll see.
Okay, great.
Did you talk to her about?
Oh, so I don't know if she emailed you yet, but she's not IRB trained. I asked her, and she said no. So I said, do not do any videos.
Yeah, she's really not.
Okay, great. Thank you for asking that. I totally messed up on that. Let me make a note of that right now.
Is she an undergrad, Jeff?
She is a work study student. She's an undergrad at Post.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for.
No problem. I don't know if she already emailed you, but I told her to.
No, she hasn't.
Oh, okay.
So she knows not to do anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Cease and desist until she. Okay. Mm-hmm. She hasn't done anything yet, though, right?
No.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on. Item 65 was was the one that was most discrepant. So what is item 65? Therapist clarifies, restates, or rephrases child's communication. Just think, just channel Carl Rogers or Virginia Axline, if that means anything to you. Therapist restates or rephrases the child's affective tone, statements, ideas, nonverbal behavior in order to render their meaning more evident. Therapist remarks, what you seem to be saying is that you're worried about what therapy will be like. So maybe the patient said, I'm scared, when she walks in the room. What you seem to be saying is that you're worried about what therapy will be like. Concharacteristic of therapist doesn't clarify or restate child's communication when unclear, or incoherent. So let's see what happened here. So the experts were in 7.5. So definitely in the characteristic camp. Could be that one put it in 7, another put it in 8. We know for a fact somebody put it in 8 or 9. We know that for a fact. So fairly high that this therapist was clarifying and restating all over the place. Okay? So we have 7, 8, 8, 8. Oh yes.
Okay. Kind of
I'm scared in the. I'm scared to look at the second page. Nine, 3, 2, 8, 8. So the 9 is fine. I'm okay with that. So it's the 3 and the 2. Margarita and Cheryl. You're gonna wave a white flag already?
I think that's. What it was. Well, I mean, okay, I originally had it in a 5, and I think it didn't break. So that happened.
Okay.
Because I didn't have anything on the lower end. So that's how it ended up that low, but I would not have put it high.
Okay. Margarita?
I felt like I heard her saying a lot of, oh, I see, like, but not really.
Not really rephrasing.
Right.
Who takes notes on these things? I think Taylor, you do, right? Oh no!
Forgot your copious notes.
You forgot your copious notes, huh?
I'll ask your mom to send me a picture.
No, do you handwrite them? I used to handwrite mine.
She knows
but
where
then
they
I
are.
I shred them all.
All right.
I know.
Stephanie, don't you? But you take notes too, right? Or no?
No, I just usually do it the night before this, so I can remember it first.
Okay, all right. You guys remember any rephrasing or like?
Yeah.
Why would you justify a characteristic
placement? I remember it happening at least once because I remember when it happened. I was like, oh, look for that card.
Huh? Go ahead.
Yeah,
you can call her in here, it's all right.
It's very distracting.
Okay.
I'll FaceTime her. Or not.
Hey, Kasia, don't you take notes too, right?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
All right.
You gotta start.
Yeah, me too.
What?
Our mom
picked up right away. And like sometimes my mom will text me and then I just pick up the phone to call and she doesn't answer.
Yeah.
You just sent the text.
Where are you?
Or my favorite, sorry, this is just funny. She'll call me and then I'm like, hello? Amanda, one second.
Yeah.
You called me. She's wacky.
Oh yeah, my mom will call me like 12 times, and then I'll go to call her back once, and she like doesn't answer all night.
Yeah. Like, you're
so unfair.
You won't understand. Doreen, you can tell us your mom.
Well, my mom is in Israel, so 7 hours difference.
But I mean, once your baby gets older, you can tell us if we're being too harsh on our mommy.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, she's only 10 months old.
Yeah.
It's a while until she has a cell phone.
Yeah.
I can see me ringing you up all day.
So you guys don't we still don't see why it would be in a 7 or higher.
Well, nobody's given any examples.
All right, touche.
I take notes on
okay.
Really everything that they say.
All right.
So this is just like a couple minutes. So the child says, "That's all we need," and she said, "That's all," like with a question mark. And then the child said that the people that truly they pretend to be could be brave. And then she said, "You have to be brave." And then the child said, "I think that's enough." And she said, "You think?" That's just like a little like, section,
but
like 4 pages. So she did it like a lot.
Interpreted that as questions, not as
right.
A statement.
Like she's using the child's words, so that counts, right?
Yeah, I think even if she, if her voice goes up at the end, so
right.
It sounds like a question, she's still
right.
rephrasing. I would count that.
I have no.
Okay, go for it,
okay.
Taylor. Straight from her mom.
Okay. I wrote planting, restated. Everything that she restated, I wrote restated next to it. Heal, help, and save the environment. Why is everybody littering? That was restated.
So she's restating questions. That still counts.
I guess I didn't think that counted.
Okay. This is why we're meeting. This is great. Any other examples you want to give, Taylor?
Yeah. The beach is not sanitary. And you have to overcome the fear. And that was restated.
Mm-hmm.
She said her... it was really random. But she was like, "Ow, my knee hurts." Because I heard it on the door. She's like, "Oh, you hurt your knee on the door?" That was restated.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, a lot of the Earth Day saving hero. Why don't you think they like the Earth? That was restated, I guess, by asking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that enough? You guys got it now? So questions, if they're using the exact same words of the patient, counts as rephrasing. Okay, good. All right. So, item 25, let's see what that is. Child has difficulty leaving the session. Now, this is one I would think you'd have few difficulties with because either child has difficulty or she doesn't. Let's see what you guys did with it. We have, that's the standard deviation. And the experts put it really, really low. So she must have like busted out of the office really, really fast. So, which Doreen recognized. And these are fine. Taylor. Let's look at the others.
Honestly, I would put it lower, look in hindsight. She did run
3, 2, 8. Margarita. So Taylor and Margarita.
Okay.
You guys felt she had difficulty?
So I think I interpreted. She kept saying, "How much time do we have left? You seem concerned about leaving on time. Do we have any time left?" I'm guessing a couple of minutes. So I think I interpreted this as the other item that has to do with leaving the session.
Which item is that?
I think it has to do with termination of the
session. Oh, that they discussed the termination of
the
session.
Or the ending of
the session.
That's
totally different. Totally
different.
I
pushed this one up because I thought her talking about leaving
it doesn't illustrate her having difficulty leaving. So I definitely recommend that.
In fact, I remember this. I haven't watched this video in a while, but I remember it. She ends the hour with considerable ease.
Yeah.
Which actually, I mean, now that, you know, we're ending our training, I'll just let you know that's very unusual for this girl to leave with ease. But the session, I remember because it was so unusual for her. She left with ease.
Yeah. It's weird because I even wrote that. I said she ran out and she cleaned up very quickly. And that was the conversation.
Yeah. So, and that's why Doreen put in one. Holly.
Okay, so I'm really interested because you said that this is an atypical case of an very early diagnosis of BPD. So what are
Did you guys read the article? Okay.
But I'm wondering, for you, what made it so easy and to diagnose?
Well, I'd have to give you a lot of historical information. We didn't diagnose her on the basis of what happened in the sessions.
Right.
We diagnosed her on the basis of a very lengthy intake process, which included four sessions with both the child, with the grandparents, you know. So it wasn't based on what you see.
Because
what you see, A, is not all the sessions that we have, and B, because this therapist has things under control, you don't see the affective dysregulation that, for example, the grandmother saw at home, teacher saw at school.
So it might not be evident, but the therapy sessions, do you think that really supports the diagnosis and everything?
You can't take what happens in therapy as being supportive or not supportive of the diagnosis.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the behavior that's going on, because of the transference relationship, I mean, I can get into some really heady psychoanalytic explanation for this, but what's going on between the therapist and the patient allows for containment of impulses, which you don't see in other contexts. You see it in this context. So it would be really an irrelevant context to diagnose a patient based on the transference relationship that's going on.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen often, diagnosis that early of this, you said, right?
Well, diagnoses usually occur within the first four sessions.
I'm saying borderline, though, at this age.
No, it's very unusual to diagnose a patient with a borderline personality disorder at this age, yes. Very unusual.
Can you tell us some of the things you did outside the session?
You're coding another session next week, so I don't want to
unravel everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will unblind you totally next week.
But me and Kayla won't be here.
Where are you going to be?
Kayla and me.
Oh.
Yeah. I emailed you about it. You got back to me. You said it was okay.
What is it? I don't know.
We're going for a poster in DC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Less
than
that,
Saturday
or
something.
Yeah.
They wanted to be very proactive.
Yeah, wow.
Far in advance.
Usually a student emails me the night before. So thank you for doing that. So I'll tell you when you come back. All right.
But by the way, we spoke with Amanda and she'll give us the video for the following week on Wednesday.
Okay.
This week's videos. We're coding. Are we coding a new child?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. If that's the case, I can tell you. So.
Don't say it yet. I'll check.
Yes.
But I know I'm doing the 2 weeks from now ones, and it's the boy.
Okay.
So I think this.
You said 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I'm just being proactive and making them up right now.
No, there's only one more practice session left.
Oh, there's two according to the schedule.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Unless they're doing so well if you wanted to.
No.
But I think
you're right, there is two more. And they're both, we're switching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to get videos to record over here?
No.
Okay, we can.
Unless you want to.
I can ask you that. The sessions for Yeshiva that they have to code, will I be putting those on flash drives from the Amazon Drive, or they all have accounts with the Amazon?
No, they'll be doing it directly.
Okay.
But
we can.
You need to let them know which ones you're. Yeah, how to do that, and which ones they're actually going to be coding.
Yeah.
Which teams are going to be coding which videos.
Right. Ariel and I are going to discuss
yes.
that when we talk this weekend.
Right. I saw you taking the lead, but really she should. This is part of her dissertation.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's going to come up with the list of the order. She already randomized everything. And so then she's going to, I guess I could ask her to, I'll tell her I have X number of coding pairs.
Exactly.
Just say coding pair one, coding pair two, and then
exactly.
I'll distribute.
Yeah.
I'll figure that out. Okay. Yeah.
All right. But you don't have to distribute with flash drives.
Yeah,
you might as well do it. They have a secure website.
Yeah,
so.
We can do that maybe in the next lab or
okay.
the one after that.
Yeah.
I can pull it up on the screen and show
okay.
them how to access it.
Yeah, so actually you have two more videos after today
yeah.
practice. I thought it was one, but you do have two.
So you can't reveal?
No, it's he can reveal because it's a different.
Yeah, next week is a different kid, right?
I'm checking.
Right. All right. I think pretty sure it is.
You'll know in 10 seconds. Less now. It is a different kid.
So yeah. So this is a child who lives with her grandparents, and her dad was in jail for drugs, and her mom was not in jail, but was also on drugs. And so she lived with her grandparents. Her grandmother was extremely punitive and really didn't have any firm control over her. So she had been here for a number of years. So you're seeing her actually at the tail end of her treatment.
Yeah, she looks
here.
Cute.
Huh?
With all of that, she seems to be really great.
Well, after 4 or 5
yeah.
years of therapy,
wow.
supervised by moi.
So they terminated and she never, well, we don't know where she is now, but do you think they sought treatment? Now she's probably an adolescent, right?
Oh, she's probably college age now.
Oh, wow. Adorable. I like watching her so much.
Like, what was her, like, behavior, like, when you said, like, she didn't...
Very, very moody, extremely labile in her mood. She would... I think she'd engage in some self-injury once in a while. She,
even in that age?
Yes.
I did my paper on the self-mutilation in children.
Wow.
You give it to Doreen to read?
I have to, apparently.
So, I mean, there was a lot of problems. She would get into fights at school, and then she would pout and, you know, sit under a desk for the rest of the class and, you know, just... There's more, but you know, my memories fade a little bit. This is we're going back a number of years. So.
Why didn't we see those videos?
What?
Like when she was in the beginning of her treatment.
Yeah.
Well, the reason is that one of the therapists previous is an adjunct in our program, but I just didn't feel it was ethical to show those videos and expose this. Adjunct, you know, you could say, oh, I would have done it differently. You know, I mean, you can do it with this person because you're never going to see her again. She's off doing her private practice. But, you know, there's an adjunct in our program. She would be the earlier videos, and I just didn't feel comfortable assigning those videos. Because then you would see her in the future, possibly teaching a course, and it would be weird.
Yeah, agreed.
So what happened with her mom again?
She was on drugs.
Oh.
So she lost custody of this child. And so ACS took her away, put her with the grandparents. But the grandmother really didn't want her either. But she felt obligated because there was no, you know, then she'd have to go into non-kinship foster care. And, you know, the family didn't want that. So the grandmother took her, but begrudgingly, and so she was living. And also, it wasn't just her; it was the younger sister.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
so the grandmother and the grandfather were taking care of these two young, spunky kids, and they weren't equipped to handle them. And
so,
neither of the parents was equipped either because of their drug habits.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean to get too off topic, but you might have explained this already, but how did these kids and these individuals get involved in this in the clinic? Like, how did she end up?
I don't remember exactly how the grandmother found us out, or whether Acia said, "Hey, you can get free therapy for your daughter, for your granddaughters here at the PSC. Why don't you give them a call?" I don't remember exactly how that unfolded, but somehow they came to us.
So she stopped therapy because she was fine, or just to jump for
the parent, the grandparents moved. They moved out of the area. They moved to Brooklyn.
So,
yeah, but she had made so many strides. I mean, it was incredible the progress she had made. I do agree that she could have continued in therapy, and I'm hoping that the grandparent followed up, but she stopped because they moved.
Is this the case with the cupcake?
Yes.
She told us that story.
Who?
Person.
Oh, you have her?
Yeah, we have
okay.
Professor.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I decided that this year I wasn't going to show that because I just thought it would be weird. You know, and Amanda can attest she had her as a supervisor and it just was weird last year, right?
Yeah,
so.
My supervisor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So.
She also, I don't think, noticed that. Like, I didn't ever.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't broadcast.
I wouldn't do that. I think that would be very not okay. So, that's another thing.
Yeah, so I just decided not to use those videos, but we have plenty of other videos to use with the same child. So, that's what we did. Does that answer your question, Doreen?
Yes. I mean, I have many more, but.
Where,
like
Knopf
says, it's not a treatment class, so.
Exactly. I've said that a number of times, I think, in the developmental class. So, where are we here? We've discussed. We're at 56, and so we have two left. And then we'll leave. We'll break early for Doctoberfest. 56. Is here, and let's look at 56. Child is distant from his or her feelings. This is a kind of a difficult one. So, characteristic of child displays little concern or feeling, generally flat, impersonal, half-heartedly indifferent. So this is basically an appearance, observation that you're going by. How does she appear? Or, uncharacteristic of affect and import are apparent, but well modulated and balanced by cooler material, or if child expresses sharp affect, outbursts of emotion, deeply felt concern. Okay? So, let's see what you guys did. So the experts put it, they both put it in one. How do I know that? Because the average of one and one is one. You can't have one and another number averaging one. So they both said they were both in agreement. This is one. So child was definitely, definitely not distant from her feelings. We got 3, 3, 7, and 3. Kayla. And let's see what else other people did. 2, 8, 3, 2, 4 is a little high, but Cheryl and Kayla. So what do you guys say?
I don't have my notes in front of me, but I feel like I might have done that because it seemed like she was saying stuff, but like there was like some other feeling behind it that she was just not getting to. I don't know. It would be helpful.
I felt like when she was talking about like her thin stuff, she kept on saying that like it was important to her and that she was passionate about it, but I didn't feel that at all. Does that make sense?
You didn't feel it.
Like, I just felt like she was saying words and she's like, yeah, I feel really passionate about it, or like not that because she's 8. But she kept on saying things like she really cares about the environment, but like,
you didn't feel it was genuine.
Yeah.
Okay, so she might have said that, and she might not have appeared genuine, but what's her demeanor like? What are you observing in her? Does she seem to be full of affect?
Yeah, I mean, I should have placed it lower. But I am surprised that it's one.
Was there any experience of sharp affect? I don't remember that happening in this video, but...
Not that I know of.
How do you define sharp affect?
Like strong.
How was that?
Passionate.
That was sharp.
Well, at one point, she's like, here we go, come on. That's not really sharp. I don't know.
Animated.
Animated.
Full of life. This is not a wallflower.
Passionate.
This girl is not a wallflower in
that's
this session, right?
Yeah, she's
that's
very
why
very
it's
passionate.
A wallflower. You guys got that? Okay, let's move on to the last one. Okay, so we have, I think it's item 9.
Yes.
Yes. Item 9. Let's see what item 9 is. Therapist is non-responsive versus affectively engaged. This is kind of like the same item, but for a therapist. So characteristic of the therapist stands toward the child as cool, formal, detached, marked by emotional retreat or withdrawal. Uncharacteristic of the therapist is responsive, affectively involved during interactions with the child. And we have, we have a guest. We have a guest, Raskit. Raskit.
Can she come in as a guest?
Yes, she can. All right. This is my beautiful wife, Valita, and my beautiful daughter, Carlin, a.k.a. Raskit. Good, how are you?
Oh, she found home.
How are you?
Come grab a chair.
Here's Taylor.
Carlin, look.
Taylor's over here.
Say hi to Taylor, too.
Watch your step.
Watch it.
Step over. Big step over. Another step over.
See, she goes right by me to Taylor.
Yep.
She looks so pretty.
All right, so here is.
Oh, that's her vampirina.
Yes. Just take one and pass it. But I need this envelope back, please.
Okay,
I'm sorry to
interrupt. It's all right. And all of her. She has some sad things.
Okay.
She's kind of been mad because she just woke up.
Okay.
So she
has been talking.
No, no, but she had like
$200. Okay.
So,
we're just finishing up. If you want to stay and listen. Okay.
There's so much crap in here.
All right.
Hey, Carly. Now she finally acknowledges you and says hi.
Yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah.
By the way, hi, Dad.
All right, we're almost done.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you. Bye-bye. All right, thanks.
Bye.
She would go to Doctoberfest, but she's got a meeting to go to.
Oh.
She was here. She went last year, though.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Bye-bye.
So, what do we say about this therapist? Let's see what the answers are here. What so we've got... We've got a 1. Am I right?
No.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Item 9.
Huh?
Item 9?
Yeah. In 1. Okay.
And
so we got 3, 2, 2, 3. Fine.
That's the one I just did.
Huh?
No, it's not.
I know,
because I didn't want to put it high.
No, we didn't do 9 yet. We didn't do 9 yet. And we have...
A man
Sorry, we're just checking the flash drive.
Sorry to interrupt.
There were three videos on it.
Yeah, so
30 minutes, 12 minutes, and 6 minutes?
Right, it's three separate parts.
Okay.
And then in 2 weeks, you'll get one that's a two-part.
Sounds good. So all of them are like that? Yeah,
Just the upcoming ones. Every single flash drive has it in three parts. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so then we have 6, 1, 2, 3, and 7. So Amanda and Stephanie have to talk about why they felt this child was why this therapist was somewhat non-responsive.
So this really stuck out to me.
Okay.
I had a lot of notes where she was just sitting on the side and watching the child, not talking, not playing. Kind of looking off to the side. I mean, I took specific notes.
Okay, let's hear
them. I mean, I just wrote, like, not very engaged, watching child play, sitting on the side, not talking, not engaging, throughout the session. And a lot of her responses were like, just kind of. But it wasn't throughout the entire thing.
Right.
I felt like it was more towards the first half when the child was talking a lot about Earth Day, and then she started moving towards the sand area. After that, when she said, come on, let's play, you do this, I'll do this, then she was actually doing things with her. But throughout the first half, I didn't feel like she was. So
okay.
Like, maybe those cancel each other out, and I'll put it in a middle pile, but I wouldn't put it like a one.
Right. Holly, Kayla, and Cheryl put it very low, which is, you were in agreement with the experts. Can you make a case for why you did that?
I think I put it in low too, and I agree with the
experts.
You put it in three.
Yeah, I mean, she was responsive. She was like very, she was engaging with the child when she was. I remember thinking that right away. And this is like, I know we're not supposed to be looking at it in terms of a whole, and I'm not, but like, I.
As what?
That, like, we're not supposed to look at the therapist as a whole with the other sessions. That we're
right.
Supposed to be looking,
just,
and
just
I,
that
and I'm
session.
Not, but like, it's just a coincidence that in every session I've found, except maybe the first one when I was learning, but like, I found her to be responsive.
She did role play.
Where she was being responsive was like when they had like the little people on the beach.
Yeah, I
had
a real story.
I want to help out too. Like she was giving them like a little
personalities
and voices and stuff.
Yeah, like the kid was throwing out like a base idea and she was like actively responding and like, and Kayla was saying like acting as characters with voices and like she was very into the play. So
I mean, I agree with that. I'm not talking about that part of it. I'm talking
about, like, the, so it sounds like there were both.
I see what you're saying.
Because when the child was playing with her, then yeah, she was responsive.
Right,
but
not initially.
They went over to the side, then she was just sitting on the side.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's what I said I would maybe put in.
But didn't she pull out like the cars? Like the child was like setting something up.
Right.
And she was just like, pulling out cars for her.
I actually understand that that is hard because I was thinking. When she, initially she was like completely removed, so she wasn't with the child, and she was just like letting the child do whatever and not moving, but then at some point she relocated and then was very active.
Mm-hmm.
But initially,
so let's rule out a one. So I'm going to disagree with the experts.
Yeah.
They were wrong about this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I guess I'm disagreeing with myself.
So the experts were wrong, but we still have to come up with something that we can all agree on.
I think I could agree. I think
Stephanie, you had a 6 too.
I put it in a 6 because I saw both. Like, she is actively engaged at many points in the session, but there is also like a big chunk of time where she was just sitting there. And it was like one of those things. I mean, I had to separate it from the other videos. But, like, even just within this one, it was a big chunk of time where just watching it, I'm like, all right, nothing's really happening here. Like, the child is off camera and the therapist is sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
she might have done like a or something, but she just looked quiet. It wasn't the whole time that like she was engaged at other points, which is why I put it in a 6 because I saw both.
I don't know. My thing is, I would put in a 3 because I saw both too, but like when she was active, like when she was.
She was very active.
She was like very into it and
very affectively engaged.
So it kind of like, and that's how I feel like she was responsive more than she was non responsive.
So can we agree on a 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Right around there? Can you move yours down?
Yeah. I put in 4 or 5.
Because even when she wasn't like fully engaged, she was engaged by watching and asking questions from the side.
But this is affectively engaged, affectively involved. So you can actually see her affect meet the child's affect. Did you see that?
I mean, I thought yes. That's why.
I mean, whatever. Yes.
It says responsive, right? Responsive and active.
Yeah, yeah, responsive.
I saw her very responsive.
Okay.
And during the role play, which was, I won't say a big, but, you know, it was a part of the session.
Right.
She was affectively engaged. So the two together, I think, get it to a lower pile.
Okay. So 3 or 4, can we agree on 3 or 4? All right. Thank you, everybody. See you at Doctoberfest. That's a, it's a program-only event. I don't know, would she be allowed to go if she paid?
I think payment.
I have.
Oh, you have something? Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.